From the WLRN Miami Herald Studios, I'm Wilson Sayre. Over at WUSF, our sister station in Tampa, Craig Kopp puts the media under a microscope in their Making Sense of the Media series. This time he talks with Kelly McBride from the Poynter Institute in St. Petersburg, and they take a look at another media entity born in the same city.
Now we're the fifth most popular website in the world. So,
and how did you find that information out?
I looked it up on Wikipedia.
Interesting. And you believe it.
That's Jimmy Wales, who founded the company that launched Wikipedia back in 2001 in St. Petersburg. It's now become sort of the Encyclopedia Britannica of the Wired generation, but behind the scenes of the online encyclopedia is a lot of wrangling about what information is there and who provides it. Here to talk about that is Kelly McBride of the Poynter Institute Sense Making Project. Hi, Kelly.
Hey, Craig.
Kelly, I guess first question, can you rely on the information you find on Wikipedia?
So it's not horrible, and Wikipedia has great idealistic ambitions about making that information better. It's very hard to control how and why people post.
And that's what's going on right now, because apparently some people have been working around the Wikipedia rules to control what information is there.
Right. So Wikipedia has this rule that you cannot make a self-interested post. So you can't make your own post on Wikipedia. I can't make my own post. And neither should anyone who is hired by us, like a PR agency, make a post about us. However, what we found out is that PR agencies and other individuals were making posts all the time, and they were creating these Wikipedia accounts, which Wikipedia discovered last fall, and they call those accounts sock puppets.
How do you control something like that?
Well, you really can't, and that's the problem. On its blog, Wikipedia announced that they are no longer going to allow anyone who is paid to edit a post without first disclosing that they were paid. So they're trying to bring a little more transparency to this. And then at the same time, 11 PR agencies, some of the biggest PR agencies in the country, have gotten together, and they have promised that they're not going to use the sock puppets anymore in order to manipulate Wikipedia posts on behalf of their clients. But there's no way that you can control the thousands and thousands of people who post to Wikipedia. So it's idealistic, but it's not enforceable.
I don't think there's a day that goes by that I don't end up on a Wikipedia site. Should I avoid Wikipedia?
I end up on Wikipedia all the time, too. And it is a decent foundation. But Wikipedia has this idea that the crowd, out of the goodness of its heart, will create this database of knowledge. But in reality, the only people who post to Wikipedia are those who have an axe to grind or an agenda to promote.
So is it an encyclopedia?
It's an encyclopedia-ish kind of thing.
Kelly McBride of the Poynter Institute Sense Making Project. Are you on Wikipedia?
You may look up the Kelly McBride incident on Wikipedia and find a little bit of information about me.
That was WUSF's Craig Kopp talking with Kelly McBride from the Poynter Institute. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Wilson Sayre.